Hello everyone and welcome to the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast. My name is Pakala Kiara and I'll be your host. Here we discuss life and how the different facets of it can influence our mental health. We will talk about therapy, interventions, mental health and life experiences. Remember, if you like it, feel free to give us a share and invite your friends and loved ones to listen. This episode is about respect. So what is respect? Respect has a number of different definitions, but one that I like and one that resonates with me is that to have respect for someone or somebody or something is to have a strong feeling of approval of someone because of their good qualities or achievements. So saying something like, I have the utmost respect for that person, or we have a mutual and deep respect for one another. Respect to me encompasses many different things. It has many different facets. Respect for me is about acceptance and accepting people as they come. It is about creating an environment of trust and safety. It is being able to give people the space and ability to be themselves. It is the ability to be able to admit mistakes and move forward from them. It is a state of admiration when we respect someone. Respecting someone also encompasses treating them well. It is a form of complimenting somebody else's achievements. When we respect someone else, we can respect others by keeping our word and keeping our promises. Respect is about treating others as you would like to be treated. When we treat others with respect, we will gain respect. It's about maintaining and really striving for our reputation and our good reputation. It's about embracing our character strengths and being the type of person that we would like others to be or others to respect and admire. It also kind of encompasses a lot of the different facets of integrity, which is something I spoke about a few podcast episodes ago. It is unconditional. I feel that respect is something that everyone should be afforded. Unless they have been disrespectful. However, respect and what we give it comes from us. We don't need to let the actions of others affect the way that we are and the way that we behave. It's like a little circle. I've drawn a little picture in my notes. I like to draw mind maps when I'm doing up my podcast episodes. And in this episode, I've drawn a little picture that's kind of like a cycle. So it's got one arching arrow that says get respect underneath the pointy part of the arrow. And then there's another arching arrow underneath going around. And together they kind of form a circle. And at this pointy end of this arrow, it says give respect. So get respect, give respect, get respect, give respect. It's like a never-ending, really positive loop, I feel. And is something that's important in every relationship that we have. When we are respectful of someone, we are showing them consideration and regard. Respect is an act of deep thoughtfulness. Respect is important because it helps us to feel safe and it allows us to express ourselves, which in turn helps others to feel safe and allows others to express themselves. we should respect other people even when they're different from us or they have different opinions to us. So that's another element of respect for me, is being able to disagree respectfully. So even if someone believes in things that are not what you believe in, when we respect them, we are able to let them do this peacefully and in their own way. So how can we disagree respectfully? When we disagree respectfully, we don't need to make it personal. It's not about us. We can also avoid putting down the other person's thoughts or feelings or beliefs. You take ownership and accountability. Use I statements. Avoid blame. Listen respectfully, which means quietly and with admiration or just with respect to the other person's point of view. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Use perspective. Use empathy. Really just listen. Listen to understand. And stay calm. So those are some ways that you can respectfully disagree. When we respect others, we expect good things from them. We expect the best from them. And when we respect ourselves, we expect the best of ourselves. We set standards for ourselves. It allows us to have better connections with others and with ourselves. When we treat ourselves with respect, we also expect respect from others. If we don't respect ourselves, it's hard for other people to respect us. And if we don't respect other people, it's hard for other people to respect us. Having respect for others also reduces instances where you will come into conflict with other people. Another aspect of respect is calling out disrespect when you see it. So making it a point to not do this yourself, not disrespect other people, but also call others out when they are being disrespectful. Call them out when they are not respecting other people's boundaries or when they are being rude or small-minded or things like racist or prejudiced. Call them out on it. This is a short interruption to let you know that if you or a loved one is experiencing difficulty or is in need of more support, you can find me at maramacounseling.com. Be sure to check out the audio resources page also, where you'll have access to a number of free resources that will help you to feel relaxed. Be sure to take advantage of my 20-minute free initial session. I am also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Can't wait to work with you. So how can we show respect? One that I mentioned before is listening. So really listen to people that you interact with. Listen to understand and not simply to respond. Create a sense of safety. Hold space for other people. I did a podcast episode on holding space, if that's something you'd like to go back and listen to. When we listen to others and allow them to share their feelings and vulnerabilities, we allow them to feel validated, we allow them to feel valued, we allow them to feel important and heard. Be present, don't look away when they're talking, don't yawn, don't act like you've got to be somewhere else or you're in a rush. Really just stop and be present and listen. Be thoughtful of other person's feelings, of other people's feelings. Listen to what's important to them and then give that to them. Be thoughtful. Be considerate. Be a deep thinker when it comes to other people. Find out what makes them tick. Find out what makes them happy and do that. Be mindful of whether something you might say might come across as disrespectful or might wound or hurt them. Acknowledge other people always. Express gratitude. Show appreciation. Say thank you. Respect other people's physical boundaries. Respect other people's emotional boundaries. Respect all boundaries that are set for you by other people. Address mistakes with kindness. So don't retaliate. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Be kind. Give people chances. Make decisions based on what is right. Embrace integrity. Go back and listen to my podcast episode about integrity if you're not sure what integrity is or looks like. But really embrace that. Do what is right. Do the right thing. And also live and let live. So if someone doesn't do things the way that you like to do them, disagree respectfully. Other ways to show respect include nonverbal cues for listening, things like smiling. Saying sorry is such a big one. That's such an important element of respect, is knowing when and how to apologize and say sorry. I've also done an episode on that as well, if that's something that you struggle with. Sometimes it's respectful to practice the pause before you respond to someone. Put in extra effort for people. That shows respect. Empathize, show empathy. Validate others. Even if it's something that you find it hard to conceptualize, or you're not quite sure how to see it from their perspective, just try and put yourself in their shoes and see what it is that they're trying to say or what it is that they would like. I hope that this episode about respect makes sense to you. I hope it helps you. And I hope that you got something out of it. I hope that you all have a wonderful time until you listen to me next time. This concludes this episode of the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast from Murrumur Counselling. I'm Pakala Kiara, and I hope you enjoyed listening today. Keep your eyes peeled and your ears ready for more episodes in the future. And remember, be light, shine bright. Until next time. This concludes.